So what is the best sandwich? This was a poll of Americans. 25,000 Americans voted. Slightly more than we'll vote on Tuesday. And
are these types of sandwiches or specific brands?
Types of sandwiches. Okay. So no brand, nothing. There's nothing on here where it's like, well, we start out with chicken that's organic raised, and then we put an egg on top of the chicken and then fried in pickle juice. Nothing crazy where someone's tried to invent something.
Okay.
These are sandwiches that people make
like
on
peanut
a regular
butter and jelly.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I
grilled
see.
Cheese.
I see. God, I love sandwiches. Like
how many sandwiches does the average American eat a week? Kelly, you're laughing at Hot Wings saying I love sandwiches because it's so on brand.
Yeah. So passionately too.
Oh my God, a good sandwich. And there's so many great ones. Roast beef sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A Cuban is amazing. Mm-hmm. A French dip is the bomb.
There we go. Now you're speaking.
Rubens.
I don't love the sauerkraut, but they're not bad. They're okay. If you get,
what are you, a 45-year-old Czech immigrant?
It's got to be the right corned beef for sure. It's got to be lean. They use crappy corned beef.
I'm always going for a French dip, though. Yeah. Always.
You know, a Monte Cristo, if it's done well.
Yep. Is that the one with the sugar all over it?
Yeah.
And deep fried?
It's like ham and turkey and bacon and deep fried. And yes.
But there is powdered sugar on it, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Chicken salad
it is a little
sandwiches?
Bit weird, but
they're
I like delicious.
A good club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Some chips
club.
On that.
Mm-hmm. A big wreck at Potbelly. Which
well, these are not ordinary sand. Now you're getting
But that one is it's roast beef, turkey, ham. So it's like all the meats. Like I love a sandwich that has all the meats on it at the same time.
Yeah.
So not like Arby's where it's like all the meats, but they're individual. This is like every meat is on one sandwich.
Why don't you go to Arby's and order in all the meats and see what they put on
and
it?
And then you
maybe it's their secret menu like McDonald's.
Pickles on it. Italian dressing is always great.
Because doesn't McDonald's have one where it's like a McSlut or something and you put
McGangbang.
I knew it was a dirty name.
Yeah.
McSlut.
What?
Yeah, that's what they call it. It's on the menu.
That's when it said
go ask for one.
It's like beef and chicken.
You get a double cheeseburger. Or no, you get a double cheeseburger. And then you just put a McChicken patty in between two of the burger patties.
Well, that sounds like a lot of meat.
Well, it is a McGangbang.
Yeah.
Now the name is starting to make
sense. That's probably something you could say at those too.
I think I just learned what a gangbang is.
Yeah. This sounds like a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. That's so the best sandwich.
The gangbang. It's important to get the right bread, though, for that.
A gangbang really is just a human sandwich.
Yes, I suppose that's true.
And a lot of mayonnaise.
It depends on who is the bread.
It's more like hot dogs and donuts in a crock pot getting shook around.
What a terrible combination.
Just seeing where they end up. Oops, well, donuts. That one's in there. Maybe mix in a bagel if you want to go in the back.
Honestly, if I walked into somebody's house and they had hot dogs and donuts in a crock pot, it'd probably smell like a state fair. I'd be down.
Yeah, right.
That's what a gangbang smells like.
I bet
it
doesn't.
And the flavor's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet it doesn't. That's worse.
I think you're describing a bang gang.
Oh, okay.
Which is a lot different.
Okay.
All right, so what is the best sandwich according to America with 42% of the vote?
Grilled cheese.
No, they probably said something stupid like PB&J.
Okay, first of all, why did you assume America would say something stupid? That's insulting here in our most important time.
Yeah, Kelly, this is time for all of us to come together.
Can't you tell by the words that are being said by people?
Everybody's
for sure.
Very nice.
I just feel like it's going to be, these lists are always the top one.
And wait, which one did you say? A club?
PB&J.
What's wrong with PB&J?
Nothing's wrong with PB&J, but of sandwiches, if we're talking the best, I'm going a French dip. I want something warm, and it's got the added task of dipping. I like that a lot.
You like a sandwich that's a little more work?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can't you dip your grilled cheese in some soup?
Yeah, also grilled cheese, but what's the top one? Is it a PB&J?
No.
Oh, thank God. I was wrong.
That's number 7 with 21% of the vote.
I think universally, just a club sandwich.
Club is not in the top 8.
Wow.
Is grilled cheese number 1?
It's number 1.
Yes.
42%.
Love that for us.
I mean,
us.
That doesn't make sense. They have dedicated festivals to grilled cheeses.
And a grilled cheese restaurant.
Oh, man.
Where they just sell those, which when that opened, I thought, I can't wait to see what that business is next, because that's not staying open. I think it is. It didn't?
They're the one.
Is it still
15
there?
15 minutes away? No.
Oh, okay.
Bingo. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little narrow.
It's too specialized.
But you could, I would go there and I would get a double cheddar grilled cheese and you could have them put chips on it.
Mm. So I like would, in between the bread?
Yeah.
So it was a, they it was, should still be open. I would have really enjoyed
I had a
that.
Double cheddar grilled cheese with salt and vinegar chips on top with a side tomato soup.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's so good.
There's a place here, I think they do a brisket grilled cheese. And holy moly. That thing will send you straight to heaven. It's so good.
Okay, Hot Wings, this is for you.
Okay.
Jacob writes, Meat Mountain is the secret menu item at Arby's. They put all the meats on.
Meat so if mountain? You go and I go, I'd like to order a Meat Mountain.
We should all do that at lunch and record the order because I don't believe they'll really do that. Can I would like one Meat Mountain, mountains? Please.
Yeah. No, send Tommy. What do they open at, like 8?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Does Arby's do breakfast?
Not that I have ever seen.
Dang it, they should.
Maybe it's a secret menu
I bet they'd be
item.
Really good at breakfast.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I want a roast beef omelet.
Oh, God. Oh, God. When you put it like that, Steve, that sounds kind of
well, it's probably
bad.
Delicious, though.
But like that steak and egg sandwich that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I know, but it's different when you call it a roast beef omelet.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
When it's thinly sliced like that, it sits different. I don't care for it.
I'll have a hamburger over easy, please.
Yeah. I would totally try it.
All right. Number two. Anybody?
BLT.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of a BLT. Yeah.
No, there are no acronym sandwiches.
What?
Other than PB&J.
What about a tuna melt free beer?
Oh, Jesus,
God, man. Get out of here.
I love tuna melt.
I love tuna melts, too. What about a patty melt?
Ooh, no, stop melting things.
That's nice, too.
Yeah. What about a Cubano?
No.
Those are delicious.
This is a list from America.
Oh, what man. About just a plain old... You love it. It's got pig on it.
I understand what I'm just saying there are no communist sandwiches on here.
What about a plain old bologna sandwich?
Oh, God.
God, what are we eating in a parking lot? No.
That you said America.
That would make me hate America.
I love bologna sandwiches.
Sending some mixed messages, aren't I?
I haven't had one since I was like 12, but I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey sandwich.
Turkey is third.
Oh, a ham sandwich then.
A turkey sandwich, like with actual, like real turkey off the bone after Thanksgiving, is as good as it gets to me. That is number one. I know I'm alone, but that is fantastic.
No, I like like turkey sandwiches with chips and banana peppers on it. Oh my God!
Okay,
so good.
What did you say? Hot wings, ham. That's fourth.
A ham sandwich. Yeah,
tuna is fifth. Ham. Regular tuna sandwich.
Okay, so
roast
very
beef, second.
Yeah, so pretty normal.
Nope. Roast beef is isn't on there, but a meat sandwich is second.
A hamburger?
Like a specific type, not a hamburger.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yeah.
I mean it is. That would fall into the sandwich category.
Oh, it's a meat a fish sandwich.
Nope. You're so close. it's like the most important battle in all of the fast food wars.
Oh, filet of fish.
No.
A crab
that's
cake
not an
sandwich.
Important battle with anyone. Oh. Those are gross. Oh. Yes, all the fast food stores are having a crab cake sandwich battle right now.
Chicken.
Hey, come on down to Burger King. Get our new King Crab Bake Sandwich.
Oh, yeah. What Maitland said.
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
Fried that's chicken.
Yeah, I love a good chicken sandwich.
They included all chicken sandwiches, so fried, baked.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I prefer a grilled one myself.
Mm-hmm.
What? The hell?
Don't act like you're better than us. That's the food equivalent of saying, we don't even have a TV.
No, I mean,
a healthy sandwich.
No, it's because I'm old. I like fried chicken, but it doesn't sit well anymore.
The crispy hurt my teeth.
No, the grease does not sit well with me.
Oh, worse.
Give me heartburn.
I like
somebody said
and...
a cheesesteak. That should be on the list, but it's not.
Yeah, good cheesesteak.
Meatball subs was number 8.
No, too much work. They go everywhere. I'd rather eat meatballs with a fork.
Love them.
Yeah.
I
skipped squirt everywhere.
I skipped number 6. Egg sandos is what they say. That includes egg salad
yes.
or a fried egg sandwich or any sort
love
of variation.
Love egg sandwiches.
No. I do not.
That's the first thing I learned how to cook was an egg sandwich.
It's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do it with egg salad or do you just fry eggs and throw them on there?
If anybody came near me with egg salad,
is that
I'd throw
the worst?
It in the garbage. I'd throw it in the garbage.
Oh, see,
right
that's
away.
What I imagine when I think of an egg sandwich.
No, I'm frying an egg or I'm scrambling eggs and I'm putting it on bread.
Remember
that's
that scene when Michael and Oscar, I think Toby, were flying to Canada for something and Michael got first class, so he didn't bring any food, but Toby brought like egg salad sandwiches. He's yelling at him, and then when they didn't bring him any food because it was only in a 1.5 hour flight, so then he's like, hey, can I have one of those sandwiches? But the idea of an egg salad sandwich, just watching that, I'm like, that is so disgusting. I'd be so mad at someone if they brought that on a plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing if it's fresh, but you know if it's on a plane. I mean, it was made hours ago.
It's been in a Ziploc
put
bag.
Put in that or Tupperware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or they bought it at a kiosk, and that's no better.
It's just warmed
it's
up
even
over
older.
The last couple hours.
This text. How could ham be behind turkey? Turkey is trash. This is why we're going to have a civil war.
Choose sides, ham or turkey. This person, see, to me, you combine the two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ham and turkey 100%. Together is the best.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Like a ham, turkey, and then bacon at Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I love that.
The Firestone ones, they'll like steam their.
You mean Firehouse?
Firehouse.
What'd I say?
Firestone.
Yeah.
Oh, I love ice cream too.
The tire ones.
Yeah, those are tire.
No, that's Cold Stone.
Ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, that's Cold
Stone. Cold Stone. Listen.
Oh, ice cream sandwich.
Firestone is a tire company. It is not a sandwich company or an ice cream company.
I like rubbers too.
Yeah.
Put it through the tire.
Cold Stone is ice cream. Stone Cold is a wrestler.
Oh, that's right.
I get that wrong a lot, actually.
Wait, are ice cream sandwiches on there?
No, this is like food sandwiches, like regular sandwiches. Dessert sandwiches.
How is that not a food sandwich?
It is a food sandwich. It is.
What about a Choco Taco?
Choco Taco is on a different list of ethnic ice creams.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, ethnic sandwich.
It's right ahead of Yugoslavian parfait, which is outdated because that's not a country.
Yeah, it's just money.
Now the parfait is divided into six equal-sized countries.
No, wait, what are those huge Mexican sandwiches called that you can get? Tortas. Have y'all ever had a torta? They're the size of your head at most places. They're so good. If you go to a Mexican restaurant.
What's on it? Is it just the same as these other sandwiches, but it's a little bigger and called torta?
No, they're usually like they're grilled and then they've got all the juices from the meats and the veggies and that bread's like crispy, but like juicy at the same time. And I think when I've had it, it's more like the fajita style veggies and shredded chicken and spicy.
That's probably good, though.
I'm pretty sure that's what I've
had. Howie, remember that place in Knoxville that we would go to with the boss where they would have steak sandwiches on like a long piece of ciabatta?
Oh, my God.
And it was like a 6-ounce grilled, like legit steak off of a fire grill.
Yeah.
And they just throw it on there and go, eat it.
I forgot about that. Yeah, they'd have that on special.
He knew we liked it, so he'd take us there whenever he had to tell us bad news. Yeah. But I still like those sandwiches. Yeah. Hey, they make me cry when I eat them, but still like them.